We are spending the time between Easter and Pentecost in a number of conversations in which we seek to recognise Jesus in our own lives and in the lives of those with whom we work. Let us begin in prayer. Risen Jesus, may we know you in our dwelling places and in each place that you prepare for us. Today we are looking at the beginning of John 14, a passage that is well used at funerals. But what might it say to us in life and in our own dwelling places?
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going.
Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied.
Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it.
There is something warm and comforting about this passage. Jesus has prepared a dwelling place for his friends. And that is why we use it in funerals. We are picturing our loved ones, ourselves one day, in the most comfortable, welcoming place we know. But I don't think this passage is just for funerals. Jesus also prepares a place for his friends, his followers, to live, to work, to respond to all he brings. Jesus calls us to dwell with him in each earthly place that we find ourselves. And those places will not always feel comfortable or welcoming or peaceful. I say that as one who has normally been in places where I don't particularly stand out as different. Just occasionally, I will find myself somewhere where I am the only white person or the only man, and get a very, very small inkling of what it might be like to know prejudice, racism, sexism. But I can soon return to places where that is not the case, and take my own prejudices with me. How might that be for someone who is always different? Lem Sise grew up as the only black person in a small Lancashire town. He writes in the poem Colourblind, If you can see the white mist of the oasis, the red and white and blue that you defended, if you can see it all through the blackest pupil, the colours stretching, the rainbows suspended. If you can see the bleached blue of the evening and the caramel curls in the swirls of your tea, why do you say you are colourblind when you see me?
My first degree was at a college based in York. I spent the first few weeks in York at 18 trying to work out what didn't feel right. And it wasn't until I came home for a weekend that I realised what it was. York is a predominantly white population. There were a lot of students from mainland China at the college, but there weren't many black, Asian and minority ethnic people in York generally. Now this meant I blended in with the overwhelming majority. But it felt strange, having come from a multi-ethnic and multicultural city, to not see people of different races and ethnicities. Yet I know that my experience growing up does not reflect a good proportion of the population. There are places in the UK where the black, Asian and minority ethnic population is incredibly small or even non-existent. And this means that prejudice in some places isn't seen as unacceptable. And our own internal prejudices are not always challenged or even acknowledged at a conscious level. I know that consciously I would like to say I am not race or ethnicity prejudiced, but there are times when I encounter situations when a thought floats through my head and I pull myself up and ask, why did I think that? And where did that idea, perception come from? Because I don't remember hearing outwardly racist comments growing up, yet the prejudice seeped in from somewhere and wormed its way down into my subconscious. So as a supposedly free-thinking adult, I have to challenge those prejudices when they arise in my mind. For me, this reading is not only a statement that there is room for all in God's house, but that Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. Now I don't see that in exclusionary terms. But if Jesus is the way, the truth and the life, maybe that voice that pops up in my head when I have prejudiced thoughts is God gently prompting that those thoughts are not the way, they are not the truth and they do not bring life. Maybe the way, the truth and the life is when we recognise God's diversity in creation and stop judging different as less than.
In a poetry collaboration by Alison Phipps and Tawoni Sitoli called The Warriors Who Do Not Fight, there are a series of poems that explore difference and similarities across culture. One of which is Border Crossing in Togo, insert place of choice. It begins. There is no one to check you in or check you out. No one to weigh your baggage or touch you up. No body in booth, hands above head, feet behind line. There is no unheard of herd of people. That sounds like the dwelling place Jesus has prepared for you.
Let us pray. Incarnate Jesus, continue to work in us so that we overcome prejudice in the world, our hearts and minds, as we follow the way, truth and life towards celebration of your diverse creation. Amen.